Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There's no debate over whether or not there's a problem of obesity among the young people in the United States, but there's a lot of debate on how to solve that. So one county in California, that would be Santa Clara County, thinks you can stop that by discouraging kids from ordering high-calorie foods at fast food restaurants. The Board of Supervisors in Santa Clara County have decided to put a ban on toy giveaways in fast food restaurants. The board president says the goal is to eliminate the association between toys and bad food.
We're just saying not so high in salt, not so high in fat, not so high in sweeteners with the beverages, then they're healthier meals, and that if any restaurant meets those nutritional guidelines, they are more than welcome to hand out as many toys as they would like.
This initiative is the latest measure to try to address childhood obesity across the country. Joining us to talk about this is Mark Ambender. In Beating Obesity, that's the cover story he wrote for The Atlantic. Mark looks at what needs to actually change in our food culture to win this fight against obesity. And also Rocky Tea, he produced a radio documentary in 2003 called My Struggle with Obesity. He was 15 years old at the time and weighed nearly 400 pounds. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So, Rocky, clearly banning toys in fast food restaurants is not the sum total of the measures that we need in order to battle obesity. But do you think that particular measure at least is a good one?
No, I don't think it's really good. I think ultimately it really just makes the kid upset. I think ultimately the person buying the food and making the choice to purchase the unhealthy food is the parent. And so I think it's sort of not tackling the main issue, which is a healthy alternative to cheap food, to healthier food, but at a cheaper price for parents to sort of have that option for their kids. But I really think the only person that's losing out is the kid in this case, because it's ultimately their mom or dad or older person buying them the food. Not the kid who makes that choice.
We should point out that you've kind of won so far your battle with obesity. I mean, it's always an ongoing thing with everyone. But,
oh, yes.
But you know, what were the I mean, if at this point they're trying to fight the motivation that they clearly they believe that there's an association here between playing and toys and these high-calorie foods. Do you think that in your particular case that maybe there was bad associations with food?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with toys. I know I lost over 380 pounds. So I know if I want a burger, whether or not it comes with a Superman, it's not going to stop me from eating that burger. So I think I had to face the real issue, which is like I was eating to fulfill an emotional need. And it was also very cheap to get unhealthy food. Unhealthy food is extremely cheap, and a healthy alternative is much more money. And when I was 16, I had $3, and I went for whatever I can get with that. And majority of the time, it was unhealthy food in very large quantities. And that's what these fast food restaurants offer.
Okay.
It didn't really matter if it came with a toy or not.
Okay. Mark Ambender, you've actually talked before about this drive to kind of demonize the fast food industry and blame obesity problems on these businesses, and you say that's the wrong approach, right?
I'm not so much against selective demonization, per se. I just don't think it's a terribly effective tactic if that's going to form your overall approach to obesity. And what strikes me about the Santa Clara experiment in particular is that it is very selective, and I agree. It seems to be more of a, it would seem to affect parents more than kids, and again, the fundamental issue with obesity is that our brains at this point are used to a certain amount of calories in and calories out, and we have to change that environment, and it's really, really, really hard for people to do, and people who are able to do it successfully, are rare given all of these obesogenic cues in the environment. So you could argue that maybe taking one of these cues out removing the link between the toy that kids get to see on television, in this case, the Iron Man Cyclone toy that McDonald's is now advertising for their Happy Meals. But it will have such a marginal effect, and you know, it would be unfortunate if Santa Clara County, uses this as a way of sort of, this is the centerpiece of their anti-obesity initiatives. I just don't think it's going to work.
As a comment, I mean, my son doesn't have a problem with his weight, but I should say that I don't think he likes the food at McDonald's, but he does like the toys, just a thought. But radio...
And that's totally fine. I mean, again, food is going to exist. Fast food is going to exist as well. And fast food existed before the obesity epidemic began in 1980. So, you know, I'm not against kids having a Happy Meal every once in a while. Michelle Obama, you know, who's heading this National Obesity Initiative, said she doesn't want to demonize Twinkies. It's okay for a kid to have a Twinkie every once in a while. Twinkies, yeah. I mean, it's pretty awful food when you look at what's in it, but, you know, it's not going to, one Twinkie is not going to kill you.
Okay, Rocky, let me actually play a clip for you from this, your really fantastic radio documentary, My Struggle Against Obesity. And this is a clip of a visit that you made to a nutritionist. Jay, can you fire that for me?
Once I went to see this nutritionist for a checkup, I swear she was like the size of a pencil. And yet she dared to tell me all the things about my weight and what problems she thinks I'm going through. She told me that my knees are going to break, that my hips are going to crack, and all this other junk that I put in through one ear and right out of the other.
Okay, so Rocky, tell me, what could she have said to you?
I think she could have had an open discussion with me and my mom. At such a young age, it's so hard to hold kids accountable for healthy eating, where, like, you're sort of just learning the world. So I would have felt more better if it was just like a friendly conversation of, Rocky, let's tackle this weight problem that's still very mysterious to you at 15, and let's sort of figure it out. But it wasn't that way, and so I became morbidly obese.
Okay, Rocky Taya produced the radio documentary My Struggle with Obesity, nearly 400 pounds at 15 years old, and Mark Ambender, politics editor at The Atlantic, he wrote Beating Obesity, the cover story of the magazine's May issue.